in the limelight.
Washington is the villain of peace, as is evident by its instigating of crises in various countries, coupled with its hypocrisy for settlement, which actually means worsening of the situation. Stay with us for an article from the online magazine New Eastern Outlook. The article has been written by the Bangkok-based American editor Tony Cartolucci. The piece is titled, U.S. is the source of, not solution to Syrian crisis. After the supposed US withdrawal from Syria, Western media outlets have casually reported on US troops now preparing to occupy Syria's oil fields east of the river Euphrates. Articles include carefully selected experts who avoid any mention of how illegal or indefensible the presence of US military forces in Syria is to begin with, let alone any mention of why US troops are preparing to claim Syria's natural resources. The British newspaper The Guardian, in its piece, US plans to send tanks to Syria oil fields, reversing Trump troop withdrawal, reports, illustrates a voluntary dereliction of due diligence in investigating or questioning Western actions in Syria. One is left to assume what the United States would claim as its excuse for remaining in Syria, likely based on a narrative of denying terrorist organizations such as Al-Qaeda or Daesh terrorists and their affiliates access to resources to fund their return to the region. The most obvious and sustainable solution would be to transfer control of Syria's oil fields to Syria itself. Syria has overcome terrorist outfits in all areas Damascus has now restored order to, and with the restoration of its oil fields and related industries, would be in an even better position to both rebuild the nation and defend against the very elements which destroyed it in the first place. But this assumes that the United States is interested in preventing the resurgence of terrorist organizations in the region, ignoring the fact that the U.S. deliberately created them in the first place and deliberately used them to both trigger and then fuel the Syrian civil war from its very beginning in 2011. The fact cannot be denied that the United States is the source of Syria's crisis. As early as 2007, real journalists warned of US plans to bolster so-called opposition groups linked to terrorist outfits such as Al-Qaeda in a bid to undermine Syria and, if possible, to undermine Iran. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh, in his 2007 New Yorker article, titled, "The Redirection, Is the Administration's New Policy Benefiting Our Enemies in the War on Terrorism?" would provide an ominous but crystal-clear warning of what awaited both Syria and the wider region. Seymour Hersh would warn, "The U.S. has also taken part in clandestine operations aimed at Iran and its ally Syria. A byproduct of these activities has been the bolstering of Sunni extremist groups that espouse a militant vision of Islam and are hostile to America and sympathetic to Al-Qaeda." The article would mention the Syrian branch of the Muslim Brotherhood by name and describe specific U.S. support under what was then the Bush administration, already being funneled to the Muslim Brotherhood group in Syria. The Brotherhood in Syria is an extremist front with direct ties to Al-Qaeda and who were at the epicenter of the supposed Arab Spring in 2011. From 2011 onwards, then under the Obama administration, U.S. support continued in the form of both financial and military aid for the terrorists. Articles like the New York Times' Arms Airlift to Syria Rebels Expands with Aid from CIA would admit to billions of dollars worth of arms from the United States flowing into Syria to fuel the destructive war in that country. Despite Western media claims that the Syrian conflict was being fought between the government and the so-called moderate rebels, the U.S. State Department itself admitted that within the first year of fighting, Al-Qaeda terrorists had already established a dominant position on the battlefield. In an official statement on the State Department's own website designated Al-Qaeda affiliate Jabhat al-Nusra, a foreign terrorist organization, it was admitted since November of 2011. The Al-Nusra Front has claimed nearly 600 attacks, ranging from more than 40 so-called suicide attacks to small arms and improvised explosive device operations in major city centers including in Damascus, Aleppo, Hama, Daraa, Homs, Idlib, Deir al-Zour. During these attacks, numerous Syrian civilians, were killed. If the United States and its allies were providing billions of dollars worth of weaponry and equipment to the so-called moderate rebels, who provided the Al-Nusra Front with even more weapons and equipment, enabling it to dominate the battlefield? The United States, as it has done in virtually all other wars of aggression abroad, simply lied about the nature of those that it was arming. Having from the beginning, and just as journalists like Seymour Hersh warned, deliberately armed and aided extremists to wage a proxy war of regime change against the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Nothing the United States has done with regards to Syria has amounted to genuine effort to end the conflict there. Throughout the conflict, the United States continued to adjust its war propaganda to justify first its invasion of Syria and occupation of eastern Syria to fighting Daesh, then to incrementally move towards justifying a direct U.S. military intervention against the Syrian government itself, with troops serendipitously already staged inside Syrian territory. From 2015 onwards, direct U.S. military intervention was taken off the table, and the U.S. occupation confined to eastern Syria, where its unsustainable narrative regarding a Syrian Kurdistan simply withered. Today, we find the United States still attempting to justify its illegal and indefensible occupation of Syrian territory. Syria and its allies have attempted to provide Washington with a host of face-saving opportunities to withdraw from the country and to allow the conflict to finally end, returning peace and stability to the nation of Syria and its people. The United States continues to pose as part of a solution to the very Syrian crisis. Journalists like Seymour Hersh as early as 2007 revealed the United States had deliberately engineered. Not as the unrepentant arsonist, would not involved in efforts to extinguish the fire they started, the U.S. cannot be involved in efforts to resolve a conflict it actually started. Nor is the U.S. at this point demonstrating any genuine desire to end the conflict in Syria. Squatting on Syrian oil fields is yet another intentional tactic being used to draw the Syrian war out even longer. Impeding the Syrian state's access to its own resources, its own oil, needed to fuel the country and to fund reconstruction of Syria. Far from firefighters, the US is an unrepentant arsonist, blocking firefighters from doing their job. US foreign policy has become so overtly malign that the Western media is unable to even address basic questions such as why the United States is remaining in Syria and doing so amid Syria's oil fields. Just as has been the case throughout the Syrian war, US machinations will be defeated by Syria and its allies, patiently creating conditions on the ground in which current US policies are no longer tenable, forcing Washington to fall back further still. In the meantime, continued efforts to expose the truth of this war's genesis and to prevent those who were responsible for it from attempting to prolong it further by posing as peacemakers and protectors is absolutely essential. If the US wants to pose as peacemaker and protector, Syria and its allies may allow them to do so only to save face amid their total and otherwise unconditional departure from Syria.